Copyright Forum of Christian Leaders. The contents contained on this website are solely for your own individual, non-commercial, and informational use. Any other use is strictly prohibited without our express prior written consent. See the full copyright disclosure at focalonline.org.
Okay, so I actually want to start outside of Europe for a minute. I was born in India, and what's happening in India always interests me because it's been a very resistant field for a long time, especially the north of India, which is the Hindu heartland. So a couple of years ago, I met somebody called Jossi Chacko. And Jossi is from the south of India, and he was a nominal Christian, migrated to Australia, and made a lot of money in Australia. And somewhere along the line, became a real Christian, met with Jesus. And after he'd made his money, God challenged him to become a missionary to the north of India. Now, you've got to understand, for a South Indian to think about the north, it's a completely different universe. They don't speak the same language. It's a completely different culture. And he had no idea what to do. But anyway, here's the vision. God gave him a vision to plant 100,000 churches in North India. Now, that is an almost unbelievable goal. But here's the thing. He's 10 years in now, and I asked him the question, so Jossi, how is it going? And he said, so far we've planted 13,400 churches. And we're just beginning to pick up speed now. So he'll get there, actually, 100,000 churches in North India. And I said to him, well, look, what do you mean by a church? Do you mean it's just a family and a village? No. It has to be able to support a pastor. It has to be planting another church. And it has to be capable of supporting its own life. Otherwise, we don't consider it a church. So I take that pretty seriously. Now, how is that possible? Well, there are some special things about what he is doing, but the most important thing is that God is changing the atmosphere in India. Another friend told me that 10 years ago, he would have to have 15 conversations with somebody to even get a hearing about Jesus. Now, today, he says, I have 15 people standing outside my door wanting to talk to me about Jesus. It's a completely different spiritual atmosphere. Now, the question is, when we look at Europe, it's not just what is happening in the church, it's what's happening in the culture. And in some ways, that's a much more important question. What is happening in the culture? Because you could have a situation where nothing's happening in the churches, but a lot is happening in the culture. And what we've got to do is become culture watchers. Because actually, it's the spiritual atmosphere in Europe that's more important than the spiritual atmosphere in the churches, strangely enough. So I'm actually pretty optimistic about the situation in Europe in terms of the culture shift. Because I think we're coming to the conclusion of a period in European culture when modernity's wager, you know, have you seen that book? It's a lovely book. It's a book by an American unbelieving Jew called Modernity's Wager. And modernity's wager is that man can live without God. And that's been the wager that Europe has been on for the last 50 years or so. We can live without God. We can do perfectly well without God. But here's the thing. Modernity's wager is becoming unraveled. And this is our opportunity. This is our opportunity. Younger people are realizing that they can't live without God, but they don't know what to do about it. And the truth is also that the existing churches, for the most part, are not ready yet to address that question. So what's happening in Europe? Well, that's the first thing that's happening in Europe. The culture is beginning to change and bring us new opportunities. The second thing that's happening in Europe is many, many migrants are coming and establishing vibrant churches in certain parts of Europe, and that's also an interesting opportunity. So we need to pay attention to those two things, because both of those are the activity of the Holy Spirit. But in terms of what is happening in the church, I want to talk about the four Europes, because the four Europes are quite different. So the Protestant North, which was the first part of Europe to become deeply secularized, that's where the churches are making the biggest advances, actually. So if I could use as an example just the UK for a moment, I would say in England, as opposed to the whole of the UK, in England, the churches are beginning to bottom out and starting to grow again. And I'll just use as one example the Anglican Church. I think I mentioned yesterday that one Anglican diocese with 320 parishes has made a commitment over the next 15 years to plant another 320 expressions of church. Now, the interesting thing about that is this, that the Anglican Church as a whole, they have a big fund which they need. Every diocese needs to draw on this fund. It's called the Church Commissioners Fund. And without it, they can't balance their books each year. So they all get money from the Church Commissioners. Now, here's the thing. The Church Commissioners have just come out with a new policy. And they said this. We used to supply money to all those dioceses that had situations of need. In other words, we were subsidizing failure. We've got a new policy. From now on, we only subsidize success. So if you will not get any money from us anymore unless you can come up with your growth plan. Can you imagine the panic in all of the dioceses? Where are we going to get a growth plan from? Well, here's where they're getting a growth plan from. The diocese that I've just described that's going to plant 320 new churches, because they've been doing it for 15 years, they've been doing it successfully. And so that's the model that they're all drawing upon. And they've now got a goal of doubling the number of worshippers in the Anglican Church in the next 20 years. Isn't that amazing? And I think that's just symptomatic of something that's going on in church life in England. And I think it's beginning to impact other countries. Fresh Expressions, which is so powerful in England, beginning to impact Germany. There's a church planting movement emerging in the Netherlands. There's church planting emerging in Norway and beginning to impact other Scandinavian countries. So the northern part of Europe that was previously deeply secularized, I think the church is actually beginning to turn the corner. The Catholic South is quite different, and it is typified by much smaller churches, but it's also typified by the impact of migration. And I think there is an opportunity in the Catholic South to begin to make some headway. The Orthodox influenced East is different again. And again, I think there are opportunities mostly for new church planting movements to develop. Now, I know that the Orthodox East is quite complex. Poland is very different from Romania, and the Czech Republic is very different from Hungary, and so on and so forth. But nevertheless, I think there is an opportunity now for church planting movements in the Orthodox East. They still haven't lost their sense that there is a God in the Orthodox East. And that's quite important in terms of church planting movements. And then the fourth Europe is, of course, the Balkans. The Balkans is completely different. And let's face it, it's going to take some remarkable missionary strategies in order to turn around the Balkan area. And maybe that's something that the other three parts of Europe need to be in conversation about, to ask the question, how do we resource the very needy Balkan area? Because it is unique. Mainly because of the fact of Muslim occupation for so many years. That's brought a different spiritual dynamic to that area, and it needs to have a different kind of solution for that reason. So that's my very quick synopsis. Don't look at the church alone. Look at the culture, because it's in the culture that you can see what God is up to by His Holy Spirit, and connect with what God is doing in the culture, especially around young people, especially around migrants, and especially around church planting movements.